The first week of November saw daily nonviolent civil disobedience actions at the offices of FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission in Washington, D.C. The protest was organized by a group called Beyond Extreme Energy. Activists from the shale fields of Pennsylvania joined dozens of supporters in an effort to block entrances to the building to protest FERC's approval of almost all the natural gas infrastructure proposals that come before it. In evaluating the projects, the commission doesn't consider the source of the energy, so the fact that the natural gas is produced by the fracking extraction method, with its attendant environmental and health impacts, is not a factor in FERC's decisions, nor is the role natural gas plays in exacerbating climate change. Environmental critics charge that far from being a bridge to a clean energy future, the construction of natural gas pipelines, compressor stations, and export terminals is locking in the use of fossil fuels for decades to come. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus, who participated in the week of actions, spoke with Sean Glenn, a young woman who walked across the country with a Great March for Climate Action from March 1st to November 1st, when the group and its many supporters walked the last 7 miles to the White House for a rally. The stated goal of the Great March for Climate Action was to change the hearts and minds of the American people, elected leaders, and people across the world to act now to address the climate crisis. Here Glenn explains her motivation for getting involved in the march, why she walked the first 3 months in silence, and her decision to be arrested twice in 3 days by engaging in nonviolent civil disobedience in Washington, D.C.
I decided to do it for many reasons, to stand in solidarity with the unheard victims of climate change, which I was feeling like one of those, the plants, animals, people living in islands all over the place. I mean, everyone really at this point, because it's climate change is a global issue, and no one's really listening to that. And it was also, I wasn't ready to just fight my way across the country just screaming about climate change and all the terrible things that are happening, because I was in school and I was just terribly depressed with the state of the world and the fact that no one was really listening or ready to do anything about it. So those were like the main two reasons, I think, for me. And also just that, like, we talk about stuff like this so much, and what are those words actually doing? To a certain extent, it's time to just like really make a change rather than just keep talking about it over and over and over again. But yeah, and it was really a time of finding more peace within myself and a really great healing moment for myself. And it was time to step back from my own story and to let other people kind of build my story a little bit. And they just really helped me to build this really happy, loving, peaceful, ready to go person. And I'm entirely humbled and grateful for the community for supporting me in my decision to do that, and so happy that they decided to help me carry it throughout the country when I decided it was time to speak.
So skipping ahead 8 months, the march finished, well, marched in from Bethesda to the White House, which was actually a mere 7 miles, because I know you did you did some days that were three times that long, but yeah. And a lot of people joined you, including myself. That was my one and only day on the march. What was it like for you to finish the march and come to finish in D.C.?
It was an awesome day, our last day into the D.C. This has been our life for 8 months. But it was beautiful, and I was just so ready to be there with everybody. And I know everyone was just tired, too. So I think it was time for the march to come to an end. And it was time for everybody to move on to the next step. It's been a huge growing experience and learning experience as far as what we think will really work in this movement and what we feel we really need to do as individuals in this movement. So, yeah, coming into D.C., it was really, really beautiful. I'm just so grateful I was given this opportunity and so happy I took it.
So, Sean Glenn, you were one of 11 people who were arrested on November 4th after getting on Dominion Resources property near Cove Point, Maryland, where the company got permission from FERC to build an enormous liquid natural gas export terminal. If that goes online, it would vastly increase the amount of gas that's fracked in the Marcellus Shale in Pennsylvania and nearby states. Local opponents of the project and other supporters saw the six of you scale a big dirt pile and hold up a sign saying, "We are greater than Dominion profits." Then three of you from that action got arrested with two others a few days later in front of FERC.
Well, it just seems like this is where we're at in this movement right now. We really need people putting themselves on the line, willing to serve time or pay money or do whatever we got to do to, like, stop these projects, whether it's in an office signing on a yes to a construction zone or going to the construction and actually halting the whole progress and the whole destruction of the land there and the communities and everything. And it's in marching across the country, that's the one thing that I learned I was very ready to do. I have done marches before. I've participated in rallies my whole life long, and I've been knocking on doors and filling out petitions and all that, and it's all good work. It's definitely good work, but I was just so ready to just like see something stop right in front of me for my own being there. And it really is just something I can't wait to do more of. And it's just an opportunity to really use this physical body that we're given to do some really good work and to actually slow things down.
That was Sean Glenn, who participated in the 8-month-long Great March for Climate Action across the U.S. and then took part in a week of protest actions in opposition to natural gas fracking. For more information on the FERC protests and related issues, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.